Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the warm, cozy sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is
Bath Time for Teddy.
Sitting on a little wooden chair, the fluffy, chocolate-brown teddy bear gazed out the bedroom window at the dots of light sprinkled across the night sky. Dakota smiled as the stars twinkled at him. It was time to get ready for bed. His boy was busy putting away the toys. Soon, the room was neat and tidy once again. Dakota felt ready for bedtime. It had been a long day. The teddy bear went everywhere with the little boy, and today had been busy. They had gone grocery shopping with Dad, and then to the park with Mom and Dad. Dakota had ridden in the grocery cart as the boy pushed him up and down the aisles. At the park, the little bear had been down the slides, on the swings, and in the sandbox. In fact, Dakota still had sand on his nose, head, and his squishy tan belly. As Dakota waited to be placed in his spot on the soft, comfy bed, he took a deep dragon breath in and out. The little teddy felt happy and content. Suddenly, the boy grabbed Dakota by the arm.
Oh, good, it's time for bed, Dakota thought. Instead, the boy whisked the teddy bear off to the bathroom. Dakota had never been in the bathroom before. The room felt warm and cozy. Dakota could hear water rushing out from the faucet and splashing down into the tub. Bubbles appeared on the surface of the water and grew until they filled the tub. The little boy smiled and said, "Okay, Dakota, we both got pretty dirty at the park today, so we need a bath." The teddy bear knew the boy took baths all the time, so he guessed it would be okay. The boy's dad came in to turn off the water and make sure that the temperature felt just right. Not too hot and not too cold. Then the little boy added his rubber ducky to the water. Dakota watched as it floated through the bubbles. The boy set the little bear on the tub's ledge and sat down in the water. "Is Dakota getting a bath?" his dad asked. "Well, he was just as dirty as I was, so I thought he should have a bath too," the boy said. "That's a good thought. Teddy bears need a different kind of bath than little boys. I'll show you tomorrow." "Can I try cleaning him with the washcloth?" the boy asked. "I'll get Dakota his own washcloth," the boy's dad said with a smile. The rubber duck drifted over to the boy. The teddy bear felt amazed as mountains of bubbles floated by on the surface of the water. Some bubbles drifted up, up, up. They danced around the boy and the bear before popping and tickling Dakota's nose. The boy's dad handed him a washcloth, and the boy scrubbed the teddy bear's feet. Then he scrubbed his own feet. Next, the boy scrubbed Dakota's legs and tummy. Whatever the boy scrubbed on his teddy bear, he then washed on himself. "You're doing a pretty good job. Did you get everything?" his dad asked. "Oh, I just remembered. I need to scrub behind your ears, Dakota." "And now mine." Now, the teddy bear had been scrubbed from head to toe. "Would you like some help washing your hair?" Dad asked. "Yes, please. Then the soap will stay out of my eyes," the boy answered. As he finished washing the boy's hair, the dad said, "You look pretty clean to me. I think you're done." "Yep," the little boy said, "and so is Dakota." "Okay, I'll get a towel for you. And one for Dakota. You can pull the plug." "Thanks, Dad," the boy said. "Dakota, you'll get another bath tomorrow." And the boy pulled the plug out of the drain. There was a glug, 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 and then a slight roar as the water began to slip down the drain. The teddy bear watched as the bubbles swirled around the tub. He began to worry about the duck and the little boy. The duck was slipping towards the opening, and all the water seemed to be pulling the little boy that way too. Oh no! Would they disappear with the soap and water? The duck slipped and slid down towards the drain, and then it stopped. The duck was stuck in the drain. The drain couldn't swallow that little yellow duck. Dakota felt better. If the drain couldn't swallow the little duck, then the drain certainly couldn't swallow the little boy, who was much bigger. The little bear watched the rest of the soap swirl around the drain with a glug, glug, glug. All the water was gone. The little boy's dad wrapped him up in a towel. And the boy wrapped his teddy bear in another towel. He hugged Dakota tight to get the bear nice and dry. Once they were both dry, the boy put on his pajamas and brushed his teeth. Then the boy hugged his dad goodnight and brought Dakota back to his bedroom. Finally, the teddy bear was in his favorite spot on the bed. The little bear yawned as he nestled in next to the soft, fluffy pillow. The smooth and cozy blanket surrounded him as the little bear stretched. Dakota thought of all he had to be grateful for. The little bear was happy to spend time with the boy today. He was thankful to have had a bath and wondered about that special teddy bear bath. Most of all, the little bear was happy that the boy hadn't been swallowed by the drain. In fact, as he thought back, the water was enchanting as it swirled around and around, finally sliding down the drain. Dakota gave himself a tight hug and then relaxed, wishing everyone happiness, taking a deep dragon breath in and out. The little bear melted into the pillow. Dakota took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little bear's mind quieted, and he drifted off to sleep, imagining the graceful bubbles floating around his head as the gentle water swished back and forth in the tub. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.